5 years after it was launched, the rights group Ni Pute Ni Soumise, or Neither Whores Nor Submissive, has become a household name in France. It has fought hard against forced marriages and other abuses against women here, particularly immigrant women, many of whom live in poor-income neighborhoods in cities and suburbs. Now it's taking its cause across the Mediterranean, to Morocco, which 5 years ago passed a widely praised family law. Among other things, the legislation legally recognizes equality between men and women. But the association's president, Sihem Habshi, believes there is still plenty of work to be done in Morocco and other Muslim countries before women's rights are fully recognized, and she believes her group can help.
I just went to Morocco 2 weeks ago, and I met there two women that need help. They have been forced married in Morocco. They were born in France. So, Ni Pute Ni Soumise, Neither Whore Nor Submissive spoke to them, you know, it's something that they are close to them. So they ask me, how can I help them to come back to France or to have another peace life in Morocco and to run away from the harassment of their families?
Although Morocco will be the first opening of a chapter in the Muslim world, Habshi's group works with other women's rights groups in Algeria, Saudi Arabia, and Afghanistan. She notes the Muslim world is beginning to change, pointing, for example, to Saudi Arabia's first female minister. And she dreams of linking European groups with those of the Arab and Muslim worlds. Not everyone appears to be happy with the French Association's future presence in Morocco. There are reports that some in Morocco are offended by its name, Neither Whores Nor Submissive, and believe it does not fit with the local culture. But Habshi believes the fact that some members of her association come from these backgrounds, Habshi is of Algerian descent, can help.
We talk a lot about forced marriages that happen in our country of origin. Perhaps we can use that, the fact that I'm also Algerian. And other women in our movement are also Moroccan, French and Moroccan, European and Moroccan. We can use that to also work in the country of origin.
The group still has plenty of work left to do in France as well. The association's current vice president carries the scars of ongoing abuses here. Her former boyfriend set her on fire in 2005 because she refused to marry him. A court sentenced him to 20 years in prison this month. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.